Maybe it's the first cup of coffee in the morning, the way it warms you and wakes you up, or taking your dog for a walk, or giving a little child a piggyback ride. It is a matter of practice, of doing it over and over again, till it becomes second nature, till it becomes a habit, till we take a state of gratitude and turn it into a gratitude trait. And it is possible to do it. One of the ways to do it is to identify every day just one or two things to do mindfully, to focus on them. Whether it's the first cup of coffee in the dining hall, whether it's the walk to class, whether it's 10 minutes in the afternoon where you just listen to the music in your room by yourself with your eyes closed and focused, appreciating your favorite piece. Taking our time to not just become wine connoisseurs, but also life connoisseurs. This course in many ways is about life appreciation. He continues, gratefulness is the measure of our aliveness. Are we not dead to whatever we take for granted? Surely to be numb is to be dead. Think about this. So Irvin Yalom, Stanford psychiatrist, did a lot of research on terminally ill patients. He went to people who had 3 months, 6 months, up to a year to live, and researched this population. And what he found time and again is that these people time and again were saying something to the effect of, for the first time in my life, I feel that I'm alive.